The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Wednesday, September the 12th. Andy Holding looking at eight races for you. Once again at the Listowel Festival, day four of their harvest meeting, which has already seen several quality and high profile performances throughout the 3 days. But we get on to the big stuff today. Of course, it's the highlight of the whole week, the Guinness Kerry National, which takes place on 4:20. It's also going to take place on very soft ground. We know, as we've seen the forecast and the conditions that the horse have been racing on the last 3 days, it is pretty testing. It always is here at Listowel when the rain does fall. So you're going to need something that's going to get home there in that 3 mile handicap chase. We'll deal with that later on. But we've got three flat races for you to kick off the card. And then we get on to National Hunt stuff a little bit later on the preview. The first race is a 2 year old contest over 7 furlongs. And no doubt Japan will be a very warm order here, and fully entitled he will be as well, considering he ran such an eye-catching race on debut in a decent contest at the Curra. He finished a knock-knocked about 7th behind Stabber Companion and well-backed Sydney Opera House. And in keeping with a lot of our Aino Bronze run first time out, he's done all his best work at the end without being unduly punished, considering he was also drawn particularly badly, stall 12 of 13. I thought it was a good performance by this card by Galileo. Obviously, he's got to confirm himself to be up to handling softest ground here this afternoon, and that is what we don't know. Most Galileos, of course, want a decent surface, but some do handle the soft. And it's just the grade of the race as well, really, to be fair. The second and third in the betting wouldn't make that much of an appeal on what they've done so far to date. So this is very much Japan's to lose, providing, of course, he handles the conditions. On to race number two then, and the first of the competitive handicaps here this afternoon. Adelia is bound to be a popular choice, having won quite well at the Curra the last day, and she should be fine on the ground, but also fine on the ground as well as a horse called Art of America from the Noel Mead stable. Noel's got a really decent chance of landing the Guinness Kerry National later on in the day, and he could kick off with a nice start here with this gelding by American Post, who was an eye-catching second at Tipperary the only time he encountered really similar to conditions to today, when he was run up behind locally trained Gizzy Gazelle in a 7 furlong handicap. That was back in May, and he hasn't been out since June. Probably connections have just waited for a little bit of soft ground, because he didn't really cut much ice the last day. Got to firm ground down in Garran over an extending mile one. So dropping back to 7 on soft ground, Colin Keane booked. Looks like there's a good deal of intent behind the chances here of Art of America in the 2:40. On to the 3:15, the big flat race then of the day. Quite a few fancied here. Sir Jack Thomas, he's always well fancied. Every time he runs, he goes off favourite. He does look a bit skinny for me, even though he'll handle the ground and he's got a nice draw. But drawn one stall out of him, I did quite like the chances here of Pat Fahey's Stormy Bell, ridden by this apprentice find of the season, Ben Cohen. This horse was a bit unlucky the last day down in Roscommon when sent off favourite. She met quite severe interference rounding the home turf. She almost got knocked sideways and stumbled at a very crucial moment. But she picked herself up and ran on to finish third. I think she probably would have won that day had she not been, badly balked at that crucial moment in the race. Prior to that, she'd finished a good second in a hot race at the Curra, which comes out well on the figures. And she beat a decent fillies field down in Cork as well, back in August, in a very fast time. So, soft ground, not a problem. Nice draw. Should get a nice run through around the inside. Stormy Bell, each way, 4-1 top price now, I think is the bet there in race number three. On to the 3:50 then. Quite a tough little handicap here, because we've got a couple of horses that are very likely race, which could be open to a significant amount of improvement, and they are Aztec Eagle and Ace Combat, respectively. Of the pair, I do like Ace Combat. I thought he showed really good tenacity to win the other day down in Roscommon. And this ground, obviously, is no barrier to his chances. But I'm going to go with Vocal Music again here. Could have done with a better draw, stall 14, but that actually might force this colt by Vocalise to race off the inside in the swamp, which is bound to develop around the inside. So Kevin Mann has got a good chance of saving some ground on the better surface, a little bit wider. He got beat the other day by Raphael, but there was no disgrace in that, because I think the winner's half decent. And trying to give it a stone as well in the cold light of day was a fairly commendable effort. Missing the break as well also didn't help matters. On easier ground the time before, I thought this three-year-old ran out a fairly comfortable winner in a good time figure at the Curragh. So he's going the right way, this chap. And I'll say he makes quite a bit of appeal at 6-1, 13-2 top price this morning. On to the 4:20 then, and it's the big race of the week. It's the Guinness Kerry National. Stamina, like I said, is very much going to be at a premium. You probably want to touch a class as well. And the more importantly, ability to handle this ground. Now, Rogue Angel definitely fits into that category. And even though he's lost his way for several years, he hasn't won a course since winning the Irish National back in 2016. It looks as though he's been revitalised by recent developments. He was a good second at the Punchestown Festival over 3 miles. And then on his first run for Gordon Elliott a couple of weeks ago, he ran a cracker down in the Midlands in the Midlands National at Kilbeggan, only just getting touched off later on by Timian. Obviously, that run's definitely some kind of revival. And it wouldn't surprise me if this 10-year-old was to bounce back to his very best. And of course, his very best was seen to good effect in this race back in 2015, when he virtually made all the running win quite comfortably. Rachel Backmore has been booked as well, and this horse carrying only 10 stone 3 with a lot in his favour makes quite a bit of appeal. The other one is Snow Falcon. Now, this is definitely the class horse of the race in my eyes. This horse was a dual grade 2 winner over hurdles back in the day, and he's holding his form together pretty well over fences, apart from one dismal effort at Aintree when he bled from the nose. He's been fairly decent since he switched his attentions to the larger obstacles, and he was a good fourth at the Galway Festival last time out in the plate when he was virtually brought to a standstill with a bad mistake at the sixth. How he managed to finish fourth was testimony to his ability and his tenacity. And if he doesn't make any errors this afternoon, the ground will definitely be in his favour. He's going to run really well here today, Snow Falcon. So the two against the field there are Snow Falcon and Rogue Angel onto the 4:55. And Willie Mullins has set a poser here for punters, running two in this race, who are both equal of quality as far as I could see. Easy game, a very good winner at the Galway Festival. Has got to prove himself on this soft ground, whereas I know that Get a Reason definitely handles it, as he already proved when he won at 8 down Patrick Bumper. There was a little bit of ease in the ground at the Galway Festival as well 2 starts ago when he was second. And he was a ready winner last time out at Tremore. I just think at the prices, 11-4, I think Get a Reason's the value pick of the pair, though, because I don't think there's a great deal between these two. Get a Reason is 11-4 top price will do for me. On to the penultimate contest then, and there's a good word going around here for Quick Grab Him. And it wouldn't surprise me if he was good enough to beat the hitherto slightly disappointing over hurdles, Debouché, who of course was second in the Champion Bumper 2 years ago behind the ill-fated Fohinar. But things haven't quite gone according to plan for this chap. He fell, took a heavy fall at Punchestown at the festival last year, and he looked as though he still got that in his system when he run a bit lifelessly at the Galway Festival when last seen. Now, we know on his best form, Debouché should win this, but I'm going to have to go with quick grab him. On the basis that he could be up to a good deal of improvement. We know it on the ground, and that run behind Mind's Eye at the at Ferry House back in November, of course, was highlighted by Blow by Blow, who went on to win the boys' race at the Cheltenham Festival. On to the final race then, and once again, Willie Munn has got a favourite here in the shape of Eileen O, and obviously has to be respected. But Dr. Duffy is a horse I quite like, and at least he's had a couple of runs, and we know he handles soft ground. That come courtesy of his run at the Galway Festival the last day when he got beat by You Raise Me Up. But he travelled like the best horse in the race, and there was no disgrace in being beat by the strongly fancied winner. Prior to that, he caught the eye in a good race down at Punchestown, and with the Charles Burns horses in good form and Robbie Deegan riding on the crest of the wave, of course he rode the last bumper winner for Local Connections, then he makes some kind of logic to go with him at 2-1 with that experience under his belt. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast, and hopefully you can join us again tomorrow when it's going to be day 5 of the Harvest Festival. We've got mixed action for you there, beginning at 2:05, ending with a bumper at 6 o'clock. So hopefully you can tune in again tomorrow. I'll be here bright and early in the morning to hopefully give you the best bets for Listowel tomorrow. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.